one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this beautiful summer evening here in Rochester and wherever you're listening to us around the world at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Tonight we'll look back at a great weekend of soccer for our local teams and preview the critical upcoming road matches for the Rhinos and the Flash. Our special guest tonight will be the president and COO of the Rhinos and a member of the USL, Baltimore Blast, and Rochester Lancers Halls of Fame, Pat Erkley. And from the Western New York Flash, we'll have with us defender Kat Reynolds. We were supposed to have McCall Zerboni, but she will be on next week instead, as McCall had something suddenly came up, as they say. But Kat will be with us tonight to talk about the Flash's big win on Sunday over ASA Chesapeake. And we'll also give you the latest news on the transfer front, including a big signing today by Queen's Park Rangers. And Dick Howard will be talking to us about that. And also we'll talk about the big signing, or not signing, but the big implementation of goal line technology, which has finally been approved by FIFA. We'll have a nice debate about that, I'm sure. Now, here's our host, Joe Sirianni, and my fellow co-host back with us again after a week of illness, unfortunately, Sam Monjovi. Sam, welcome back.
Sorry, you made me cough.
Still a little under the weather, but his devotion to soccer is unparalleled.
I'm as excited about the new goal line technology as my uncle Joe Sirianni, who I know is in full favor of it.
He is not. Listen, welcome both of you guys, and welcome to Rochester and soccer. In my younger days, I never thought that I'd be so proud to go to the soccer game, because I went to a soccer game Friday, I went to a soccer game Saturday, I went to a soccer game on Sunday. So, what can you hear all this? I mean, amateur professionals and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, soccer in Rochester is what it is. And I tell you, we have reached a time where you can watch TV and see soccer. You can go and watch personally. And I have to say this. Although I like the television soccer, but there's nothing that can compare it to watch the soccer game live. So the people that staying home and watch soccer on TV. Remember, the only way soccer is going to exist locally is by attending the games at the stadium.
You know,
that's the only way it's going
to happen. If you talk to people that you know in other cities, you'll find out how lucky we are in Rochester, really, because we have a top men's team. I know it's third division, but we got a good team. We got the top women's team. And our cable tier for the soccer channels we can watch
Don't forget the Ravens, our second division women's team.
Well, we have a smorgasbord or a buffet of available viewing of soccer live and on TV.
And I can tell you that the women's game, by all accolades that you can give them, it's superb. Even though they measured up to this year, because of all the stars that we had, they're still a tremendous attraction. Yesterday, they had a pretty good crowd, but not what was expected. I think that they deserve more, and the city and the newspaper and all the people that promote soccer need to be a little bit more cohesive in keeping the sports alive by support.
Well, the week of the 22nd through the 28th is going to be Women's Soccer Week, because we're going to have the Flash in their final home match of the season against Boston, and it's Project Pink Day, where they're going to be auctioning off the pink jerseys the Flash will be wearing. And then the WPSL playoffs will be here in Rochester, the semifinals on Wednesday the 25th, 5-8, and then the championship at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And, of course, we have Abby Wambach and the U.S. Olympic team starting their quest for their third straight gold medal, of course, featuring also former Western New York Flash star Alex Morgan. They start on Wednesday against the semifinalists from the World Cup, the French team, which are very, very good, and that will be a great match on Wednesday. Well, I want to mention before we do that, this portion of the show is brought to you by Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver. Give them a call at 288-5555 or visit their website at D-D-E-L-I-T-E, ddelight.com.
Andrew, I got some great breaking news. I just spoke with the Olympic Committee, and they're going to move the women's national team game against Colombia that Saturday to 3 o'clock. So no conflict with the with the Flash game.
Are you a dreamer or what?
Well, there's going to be coverage of the women's national team match, which does kick off at noon on Saturday the 28th at the stadium. So you get there early. You can watch the first half and the big screen, and then the championship match will start at 1, and they'll still have coverage of the women's national team match in the stadium. So you can watch both matches going on. Hopefully the Flash will be in that championship match, but they're going to have a tough road. It's going to be one of the top three teams, either Boston, Chicago, or most likely New York. New York Fury have not clinched yet. They still have to win another match to clinch their fourth spot. So that's coming up that week. But the Rhinos are also two games, six goals, and two victories and a shutout. So they're starting to come together, and this week is huge. Their final two road games. So this is the last two road games for the Rhinos in 2012 in the regular season. They're two big ones. Wilmington on Thursday, and the Hammerheads have not lost at home this season. And then they go to the top-seeded first place and defending champion Orlando on Saturday. First of two matches between the Rhinos and the Lions. That's a big one. That's a huge, huge match. If the Rhinos are going to finish first in the league, they really must win in Orlando.
I was very encouraged by the game against Dayton, because it was the first time I saw McFadden live, and I was impressed with him. I thought Hoxie played very well. When Kissy came in, I thought he did a lot too. What I'm hoping is that Kissy's getting more and more in game shape, and he'll play a little bit more, rather than come off the bench, unless they want to keep him, coming off the bench, kind of as taking advantage of the fatigue from the other team.
The same things with Axie. I mean, I thought for sure that Axie deserved to start, but he came out of the bench, and again, he made some couple good crosses. He played really well, and it's amazing. With his long leg, he can cover a lot of territory. He defends pretty well, too. So,
well, I think the key is that McFadden and McManus, the Mac attack, they're calling them, they are very comfortable playing together. They practice together, and Hoxie and Kesey practice together. So it's really the twin pair of forwards. When you start with McManus and McFadden, and then you bring in Kesey and Hoxie in the second half, both fresh off the bench. So the two pairs of forwards are working well together in their pair. So I think that's really what Coach Myers is looking for. I think it's worked perfectly. He had six goals in two matches with the forwards. And the forwards are scoring.
Yeah, well, my observation is if there is any problem with the Rhinos, it's a midfield, because Roseland is working his butt off. Tanky is working very well. The only thing is that they don't have a holding midfielder. Someone who can hold the ball, slow the game down, and
what team does in this league? Hardly anybody.
I think that they probably got the players there. Just that I don't know why he's not playing, and But well, that's I think not that's, my call anyway.
Well, I think that Rosenlund is certainly very active. He's also offensive-minded. I think moving Earls into the back, I
it
think,
was
has
the
been
best thing the coach did.
Putting Earls and J.C. Banks, that first goal against Dayton, what a thing of beauty that was. And
exactly.
Earls being able to overlap on that left side, I think is really changed the tactics.
And I noticed that the right fullback, Fernandez, he seems to be coming into his own.
He looked great against Dayton.
Yeah, that's that's the best game I've seen him play. And, you know, a game like that, giving a young kid like that confidence, you know, it's only going to make him better, and that's better for the team.
He has great skills, I tell you.
Roberts played, you know, you really can't pick anybody that didn't play well.
I go, Roberts made that move right in front of us, and he was very calm, cool, and collected the way he handled the ball.
No, I mean,
a lot of good points about the Rhinos.
The defense is very good, the way they play. They cover for each other. They do a very good job. And, you know, and kudos to the coaches because they are, you know, I think that they got the team working together. I think that they have confidence now that they won a couple games. They scored goals. So they're going to go in this road trip with a new approach and because they know they can win and they know they can score goals.
You know, people were talking about, you know, we beat the last place team, the second last place team, but then I saw Antigua beat a couple days later. Antigua beat a higher place.
They tied Harrisburg 1-1.
Tied Harrisburg
1-1. Good result for the Rhinos. The Rhinos do not want to play Harrisburg in the playoffs. That's for sure. But Wilmington is 6-0-2 at home. And Orlando is also 6-0-2 at home. So those are going to be very tough matches. Pat Erkley will have more information. Also the status of Tam McManus because he came off injured in the match against Dayton. Hopefully he will be okay. I mean, they definitely need him for again, working with McFadden. Those two guys work very well together because McFadden likes to be that point forward way up top and have McManus feeding him just behind. So we'll talk with Pat Erkley, see what the status is on Tam McManus. We'll also again be hearing from Cat Reynolds from the Western New York Flash. But up next, we're going to talk to Dick Howard. We'll give you the latest news on all the transfers, a lot of rumors going around, who's going where, and who has been signed. We'll let you know about the big signing of the day, going to QPR from a player from Manchester United. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash play their final regular season match on Sunday, July 22nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Kickoff is 4 p.m. It's the annual Project Pink game where you can purchase raffle tickets and have the opportunity to win game-worn Flash pink jerseys as well as player-themed baskets. Proceeds from the raffle go to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office or call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos return home for their Final Five USL Pro League match starting Saturday, July 21st at 7 p.m. as they face the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Come celebrate Christmas in July with the Rhinos on the 21st. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650. Visit their website at topnotchmonogramming.com. Went down to see Tony today. He's got some new Grateful Dead shirts. A further band whose former members of the Grateful Dead just played in town recently over the weekend. And so all you Grateful Dead fans out there, don't know Top Notch, check out the new designs that Tony just got in. And also for all you fall teams out there, whether you're high school, college, or whatever, if you need your uniforms, towels, bags, monogrammed, embroidered, go to Top Notch Monogramming. We support them heavily and highly recommend them here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Canada?
Not too bad. A little bit cooler than down in the States, I think. But I didn't realize that the three of you are all Grateful Dead fans.
I'm not particular. Well, Tony's a big Grateful Dead person, so you know it's. And they of course sell lots of shirts at Top Notch for Grateful Dead. They have hundreds.
I knew that
designs.
Joe would be. You know.
No. I'm the old goody kind of players. You know, I like the music, the one you dance with, the one that you hold somebody close. You know, the romantic kind of stuff.
Dean Martin.
Yeah, Dean Martin, Perry Como.
Well, I saw Neil Diamond last week in Toronto, and he's fantastic, so that's great.
Oh, we had a chance to see him in Hawaii when we were there, but it was too much money. He's charging an arm and a leg, and I didn't want to spare an arm and a leg. So, but Dick, we had a lot of news coming out today, and a lot of rumors, of course, but we're teasing the big news of the big transfer today of Korean international Park Ji-sung, one of the stalwarts of Manchester United. He'll be wearing the hoops of QPR this season, and that's a huge signing for the West London team, and certainly a guy who's going to go right into that starting lineup, I'm sure.
A good signing by Mark Hughes. And Park Ji-sung, he's one of those players that he may not start many games, but when he comes in off the bench, he's been such an asset for Manchester United over the years. I've never really seen him have a bad game. He seems to be sort of a consummate professional, and he will be missed by Manchester United in the upcoming season, but a good signing by QPR.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we're talking about what's going on over in Italy. And the headline on Fox Soccer's Paper Chase website, Reds to put AC in Milan. And the big rumor is that big Andy Carroll, the English international, might be on his way to Milan to play for AC. And that would certainly be, that would make some big headlines both in England and in Italy.
Big headlines, probably a low move, not recommended. I don't think, you know, he would benefit from playing in Italy. And it's very difficult. There's very few players over the years that have gone from playing in the English leagues to doing well in Italy. And I can't see Andy Carroll. You know, he's got to cement his place in the Liverpool team rather than going on loan.
And then they would have to compete with Ibra and Thiago Silva, which is in underway to Milan, too. So I don't think it's a good move either.
I had read that they had dropped the Carroll pursuit and they wanted to go. They're going for a Van Persie. They're getting the bidding war for Van Persie. No, Milan.
I think there's a lot of teams, Dick, that are going after Robin Van Persie. But now I thought he was actually with Arsenal for this season, but maybe I guess if the price is right, he'll be going somewhere else. I know that actually Manchester City, with all that money, they might actually be going after him. And boy, we're talking about a loaded team. If they get a hold of Van Persie, where do you put all the players? I mean, you can only play 11 at a time.
No, I think Van Persie and his agent are just sort of using the media, and it's used very often to state the claims of players and get some rumors started, and I think that's certainly the case with Van Persie. Where he will finally end up, who knows, but certainly with the Andy Carroll situation, I think that's a little bit of paper talk myself.
Speaking of money in Manchester City, the man who led City to the Premiership title, Italiano Paisan, Roberto Mancini, he's going to be there for the next 5 years, and that was a bit of a surprise because the Russian Federation really wanted him to be the coach of the national team because, of course, Russia hosting the World Cup in 2018, it's critical that they make the World Cup in 2014. So with the opening there in the Russian national team, you know, they need a big-time coach, and it's all sorts of the big names are floating around. And
well, I heard Balotelli wouldn't let Mancini go. Balotelli said, if Mancini leaves, I'm leaving. So the Man City bigwigs got together. Said, well, we can't lose two paisans.
A good contract, you know, to get a 5-year contract is really giving you a lot of security, obviously. And I think a good move again. And we've talked about this before, guys. When we look at club coaches and national coaches, and we use the example of Harry Redknapp, a great club coach, but as an international coach, not really fitting the bill of what's required at that level. And I think the same thing with Roberto Mancini. I can't see him being a coach. I can see him playing, you know, and being coach in sort of the Premiership or in the Italian Serie A, but not with the national team.
Well, certainly the Italian, speaking about the Italian Serie A, there is a lot of interest rebuilding with youth, by the way. That's what, at least that's what they say. Roma has gotten Zeman, which is not one of my favorite coach, but his idea is to build with youth. So that's a nice move. Juventus is going with big stars' names, so does Milan. And so I really don't see soccer in Italy to progress the way it should be to support the national team and to support the Euro, like, you know, just what happened. All those guys that played in the Euro, they're all going to be gone. So they got to bring in new blood. And where are they going to find new blood unless those guys are playing every day on a team, similar to England?
Yeah, I know we've talked about this in the past. So you've really got to start developing your own players rather than just using the funds are increasingly being made available to the top clubs to bring in players from around the world. But talking about funds, guys, now it's changing on a daily basis, this situation with the Rangers in Scotland.
Yep.
Just an incredible situation when you look at a club gets great crowds at Ibrox, and here it looks as though they could well start the Scottish season in Division 3. The local derby would be a game against Q Park. We play at Hampden Park. Just an incredible situation, and the way this club has gone with debts of over, what, $30 million? Just, it's hard to believe.
It's terrible. And, of course, the U.S. has a couple of players at Rangers. We got Maurice Adoo and the captain of the national team, Carlos Bocanegra. So I think there's going to be an exodus of players out of Rangers because they obviously are not going to be able to pay the big stars.
But I don't know whether they'll be able to, export them, Drew, because I was reading today that the Scottish Football Association are not going to give them international clearance to sign with clubs in the Premiership or in Europe or in MLS, and it really is a mess. I feel so bad for Ali McCoist. He bleeds blue for Rangers over the years. Great player for the club. He's done a tremendous job as the manager. He must be just shaking his head at the present time with regards to what's happening. It's just an incredible state of affairs.
What that could just, that could happen between the club. Just, is there bad management? Is there paying the players too much money? What do you think went wrong with the Rangers?
I think a mixture of things with regards to this total mismanagement, with regards to allocating the funds. If people ran the businesses that they ran the football club, they'd be bankrupt right, left and center. And it's just that I think they made some very bad decisions with regards to ownership groups, all these stories about offshore banking companies paying the salaries so that players wouldn't have to pay the high taxation. All kinds of stories are coming out. But really, it's something that I know that Michel Platini, on more than one occasion, has expressed concern with regards to the way some of the top clubs are run in Europe.
Well, speaking of coaches and people who bleed blue, certain Didier Deschamps certainly bleeds blue for France, and he is the new head coach of the French national team.
I thought Zidane was going to get the job.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Zidane
God.
Is too busy working on his headbutts.
Oh, my God.
But Deschamps, of course, a former Juventus man himself. So,
exactly.
And he's coached Juventus and played for them. So
I got to give him a lot of credit. He went there when Juventus was in Serie B. And I think that at the end of the one year that he was there, I was hoping that they would retain him, but something happened, and Ciro Ferrara became the coach.
He was a great player, too. I remember watching him play back in the day for France, and a diminutive player. I'm sure, Joe, you were very happy to see him.
My size.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a very good move for the French team because they finally have, not finally, but more recent history, they have a person who can command the respect of the players.
But again, guys, the fact that Laurent Blanc left the French Federation, was a real surprise because he had done such an excellent job, but I think he just got so upset with the attitude of a lot of the players that were coming into the team and some of the things they were saying that he said enough is enough and he left. But I thought that he was there certainly for Brazil 2014. Now he's going to be coveted by, I'm sure, some of the top clubs in Europe, but that was a big surprise because I thought he'd done an excellent job, but unfortunately he imploded at the recent Euro tournament. And Didier Deschamps, done very well at the club level. Let's see how he does at the national level.
Dick, and a breaking news right now is that what Andrew and Sam over here always wanted is goal line technology. And it's been announced that the ball's going to have a chip and the goal's going to have 15 cameras looking at the ball going in, going out, and so goes the game of soccer.
Yeah, well it's certainly stoppage. With the International Football Association Board, with their meeting last Thursday, approved sort of the goal line technology and the two systems. They've been testing them actually over the last 9 months. One relies on six cameras called the Hawkeye system, and the other one is the goal ref, which is a microchip in the ball and sort of a magnetic waves around the goal, which will determine whether the ball is over the line or not. Key thing with that is within a second or two, the decision is given back to the referee in his watch. They sort of set it up so that he can receive that information. So I think it will fit in very well at the top level, obviously, dollars and cents, because each system costs about $200,000 to $250,000. Not all clubs will be able to do it, or all leagues, but the Premiership seemed for it. I know that Don Garber has stated that Major League Soccer would certainly be interested. And I think, at the top level, it'll be the Club World Cup this later on this year, the Confederations Cup next year, and certainly Brazil 2014, which again we've talked about earlier. And
yeah, we're going
I think
see
a good move,
tournaments.
But not but to go beyond. You know, it's purely ball over the line or not over the line, and we can't rely on the additional assistant referees because in that one game, he was right on the line and he didn't make that decision. So that I think confirmed it with many people.
And that went against the host team in a big game. Yep. You know,
Dick, your personal opinion. I mean, the game, they're going to change the game. In my opinion, it's going to change the game completely. Because now
I don't think it will, Joe. I think what will happen, certainly FIFA will have it for the World Championship. Whether it will happen with other confederation tournaments, such as the Gold Cup, I don't know. Whether it will happen with some of the lower leagues, maybe not. But I certainly see the Premiership. When you've got teams being relegated and just missing out by 1 or 2 points, and they've been the victim of a goal that was scored that wasn't given to them, and there's many cases over the years, that's happened, certainly in England, I'm sure that the English Premiership and the clubs will invest in that, but it will be hard, obviously, to conduct around the world because just from a purely financial standpoint. But certainly in the top tournament in the World Cup, it will be there, and certainly some of the top leagues.
Well, let me give you guys an analogy here because I'm sure many of us watched the great Wimbledon final yesterday between Federer and Andy Murray, and when the old version of the line technology was called Cyclops, it would call the back end of the service box to know if the ball went over the service box, if it was out. And it was basically just a laser or some kind of seeing eye. But that's been improved on. Now they have, it's all computerized, and you can see each player gets 3 challenges, and it tells you exactly where the ball hit, if it hit the line or not. So this is not the end all of the goal line technology. This is the first shot at it. I'm sure that there's going to be continuous improvement.
That's Hawkeye they use, isn't it? Isn't it the system Wimbledon uses?
I believe it is.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the British system, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, this is going to be something that's going to be developed over time, and you certainly have a lot of great technology that gets developed year after year. So,
and it'll probably get cheaper as well. As I mentioned, it's $200,000 to $250,000 at the moment to put that in place in the stadium, but I'm sure that the companies will be able to reduce that amount so it'll become reasonable. But, Joe, there's just too many, as I say, games that are being decided that way, and with so much at stake at the top level, but certainly at the lower levels of the game, you'll have the usual thing of referee, 2 assistants, and the 4th official. I don't think there'll be additional assistant referees in the lower levels because that's been approved, but it requires a lot more officials. And I know in many countries around the world, there's a real cry out for officials. You know, they're really struggling in that area.
And I'm not sure what the 5th referee does anyway, Dick, because we always see them on TV. They're always looking intently on the play. And then if there's some, like, skirmish or some call, everybody runs to the 5th official, and he backs up, and he stands and looks, like, in a daze because he can't see.
Well, they're communicating with the referee, you know, all the time, and if they see something. But certainly in the most recent Euro tournament, Euro 2012, I was surprised that there weren't too many interventions involving the additional assistant referees and their positioning on and around the goal.
I think, to Joe's point, I think the key thing is as long as it does not disrupt the flow of the game,
Then
it's a good thing. If we start having 5-10 minute timeouts like we do in the NFL.
No. They say within 1 or 2 seconds, the referee will know whether the ball's over the line or not. So it's, I think, makes his job a lot better, and we won't have any of the controversies that we've had over the years starting in 1966.
Now that they're going to get offsides right.
Maybe they can sell a 30-second Budweiser commercial and make more money for the team.
Well, Dick, thanks for being with us tonight, as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Always a pleasure, guys, and it's great. Some good results there for the Rochester teams over the weekend.
How about that?
Yeah, very nice.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Talk to you then.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by another former member of the Rochester Lancers and the current president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL. You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash play their final regular season match on Sunday, July 22nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Kickoff is 4 p.m. It's the annual Project Pink game where you can purchase raffle tickets and have the opportunity to win game-worn Flash pink jerseys as well as player-themed baskets. Proceeds from the raffle go to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office or call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash experience the best. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos return home for their final five USL Pro League match starting Saturday, July 21st at 7 p.m. as they face the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Come celebrate Christmas in July with the Rhinos on the 21st. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
How did I know that our crack engineer Bob D'Angelo would pick out the old Eddie Meath Christmas theme? Because we are, the next Rhinos match will be Christmas in July on the 21st of July as Rhinos host Pittsburgh. So break out your parkas and your scarves and your mittens and boots and
don't forget the gloves.
And the gloves. That, But it's going to be a great time at the game. And, of course, the Rhinos have their final five games at home in their push for the top of the table in the USL Pro. But also going on that same weekend, Joe, big event over at the Italian-American Community Center.
Yes, Andrew, that the new Italian-American Community Center, Festa Italiana, is going to be held Friday, July 20th, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday the 22nd. If you want to experience a new approach to Italian Festa, just to be there at Merito Road, Italian American Community Center, and Frank the 150 Frank Dimino Way, and we'll be there to welcome you. So
there's going to be some bocce.
There's going to be games. There's going to be stuff for the kids. There's going to be great food, entertainment, singers. It's going to be, everything that needs to be there is going to be there.
Sounds
it's going
like
to be one of the best Italian festa that has ever been put on by the Italian Community Center.
I'll be there, definitely. Got to have some of the some good food there.
Yes.
It's always the best Italian food at the Italian festival. And I know our next guest will probably be showing up there, too, with his family. So I'm happy to be joined by the President and COO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. And as I mentioned, the next home match is the Saturday the 21st against Pittsburgh, 7 p.m. for Christmas in July. Call 454-KICK for tickets. Pat, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Pat. Thank you for being on our show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Are you relaxing at home or are you at the stadium?
I'm actually in my car.
I'm
on my hands-free phone.
Good thing. Otherwise, I would have told you to hang up because I don't want you to get a ticket. But anyway,
Pat,
we are so glad that you're taking time off to talk to us a little bit. And naturally, we want to talk about the Rhinos, the accomplishments so far, and what you expected for the team in the next few weeks. Because we're approaching the end of the season, the playoffs, and so tell us a little bit about your expectation to date and what do you expect in the future.
Well, I think when you look at the team, I mean, we had a great start to the season. I think we had quite a few games all in a short span there that kind of put a little fatigue in the legs of the team, and it was noticeable in maybe three or four games ago. The last two games was evident to me that they're starting to get their legs back, and they created some good opportunities in both those games. Dayton's a team that tied with Orlando, and they've fought with Harrisburg and done a good job. So it's a team that you can't take lightly, and I thought we handled them well. I mean, we could have easily had three or four goals. We hit the crossbar twice. I mean, the nice thing is that we're starting to see opportunities being created by the midfield and the forwards. And that's something that necessarily wasn't happening as much at the beginning of the season. So I think we're excited in the sense that as we're heading towards the end of the season, where we have quite a few games at home after this road trip, I foresee, obviously, that we should have a good end of the season and we have a good shot at possibly winning a championship again. I think these next two games, though, are very difficult because you're going into Wilmington and you're going into Orlando. You know, the heat's going to be an issue. The fact that you're traveling again and it's only a day of rest in between is going to be a challenge for them. But we look a lot fresher than we did two or three weeks ago.
Pat, those are two huge games. Neither of these teams, Orlando and Wilmington, have lost at home this season. So it certainly will be a challenge. And I know that the Rhinos, again, the offense is starting to look good. The defense, they got their first shutout since the start of the sixth matches at the start of the season on Saturday against Dayton. I know one thing I'm concerned about, though, we have some injuries in the back with Jack Traynor, Michael Zayer, and Georgios Kyriassis, and then Tam McManus got hurt on Saturday. Can you give us an update on what's going on with those guys?
Well, I don't think any of them will be available. Possibly Tam, but I don't believe so for this road trip. It has created some issues, but it's also created some good situations. I think with both Lucas and Earl, they attacking the way they do, it's given us more offense, especially at home. Being on the road, the only thing it may have given us, so the communication factors with Lucas has been a little difficult, but I think we're working through that with the back. But he certainly is, both of those players on the outside are a joy to watch go forward. And when you get them forward and then the other three that are basically involved in the attack with Banks, and whoever we have in the middle, certainly make a big difference in regards to creating opportunities.
Yeah, we were mentioning before how we noticed that Lucas Fernandez, you said, there on the right back. That was one of the better games I think we've seen him play. I mean, he was really playing well on defense and doing a lot of overlapping. He had a really nice move in that corner there. If he's gaining confidence, is he getting more of the green light, Pat, to get more involved in the offense?
Well, we'd like to at least have three players at the back at any given time, especially when you're playing against some of these better teams. So the only thing we've communicated is we don't want both of them to go at the same time. If Danny and Lucas take off at the same time, then we're leaving ourselves with two men at the back. Tanky's obviously and Koss have obviously been big in the middle in regards to holding midfielders for us. Koss just came back last game from the injury that he had, but I think Tanky's done a great job. So, again, the more they play together, the better the communication is, the better the defense is going to be. But it's nice, again, to get the offense out of those players as well.
You know, one of the things that, Giorgio, he was a great leader in the back, and I don't think he's missed a lot now, but what is the prognosis for him?
Well, he's on the bike now, so he's getting he had a small fracture, but it's healing very well. He's actively training hard, so probably within the next week or so, maybe two, the Pittsburgh game may be a game where he'll get some playing time.
Well, the good thing, Pat, is that the final five matches are not only at home, they're also every week. There's no 2 week games in a week anymore after this week's home road matches. So that's going to really give the team a chance to focus and not have to worry about playing multiple games in the same week and get some of those injuries taken care of before the playoffs come along.
No question. And for us, when you look at it, I think we've played the most games by maybe one. Most of those have been on the road. So all these other teams are going to have to try to get all their games in within that same time frame. So there'll be a challenge for them to be able to do that. So like I said, with us, when we went through that span where we were playing all those games, it certainly can lead to fatigue within the team if you don't have the depth. And it's tough to do that when you're headed towards the playoffs. So I think it's good for us because it'll give us a rhythm of playing at least once a week. And getting into the playoffs, basically, that's what it's going to be about, once a week.
Pat, to switch a little bit from the topic that we're talking about to the topic that you are responsible for the whole shebang over there at the stadium with the management. Tell us a little bit about, the concert that you had and the things that are coming up to add to the bottom line.
Well, we had Rock the Lakes, which was basically Billy Graham Evangelist Foundation that put an event at the stadium. It was great to see, a huge stage at the end of the stadium and showing a different face to our stadium in regards to promoting the concert. We had, over the two-day period that they were with us, we had 22,000 people at the stadium. And it was just great to hear the music within that horseshoe and the way it played out in regards to being a venue that could do other things other than sporting events. It was good for us. It was good to promote the stadium. And, word is out that the stadium is capable of holding events like that. We also have, within several weeks, we have the Summerland Tour that's going to be coming to Salem Stadium. We have four bands that are going to be involved in it that are all well-known bands from the 90s. You know, we'll be announcing shortly that we have a GA ticket that basically will be $20, so we've reduced our price to really blow it out and get a big crowd there. So we're excited about that. There's other opportunities in regards to other concerts later on in the season, possibly in September. There's a band that's well known, and we're working on it over the next couple of days to get it solidified. We also have an announcement tomorrow, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it's a sporting event that's well known in the Rochester area, and basically we'll be announcing tomorrow a boxing event that's going to be coming to Salem Stadium. I can't divulge the people involved, but essentially it'll be pretty exciting for the boxing community.
Wow, it's going to be great. So check out rhinosoccer.com or Twitter page, Facebook page, Twitter page to get the information on that. And, of course, Pat, the WPSL playoffs will be held at Salem Stadium the 25th and the 28th. So that's going to be a busy week. You got the Rhinos playing, you got the concerts, you got the Flash, and you got the championship match on the Saturday. And the Rattlers are going to be on national television that Saturday night. So
yeah,
you guys are going to be sleeping at the stadium.
That's going to be a tough weekend. I mean, we have the 22nd, which is a Sunday. We have the women's game, last game. The 25th, we have both semifinal games for the women that'll be hosted at the stadium. And then the next day after that is the Summerland Tour, which is the concert. And then the Rhinos on that Friday night, and then the women's final and the Rattlers on Saturday. So.
And that Friday night, by the way, that's when Craig Demon, Doug Miller, and Pat Onstad will be in the stadium signing autographs. So Pat Onstad coming back to Rochester is a huge deal, coming in from the All-Star game where he's going to be the assistant coach for the MLS against Chelsea. So I don't know who I'm going to root for, the MLS or Chelsea. It's going to be a tough call.
MLS.
Okay.
But it is a tough one, but, we're happy to get him back and have him in the building and induct him properly to have both him and Doug Miller and Craig Demon, all three of them there together. Somewhat like Cal Ripken coming in, it's an opportunity for us to have somebody like Pat Onstad come back and appreciate, what we did, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it is.
Long time ago.
I hope.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. Time flies on this show, too. We got one more guest to get to, Pat. But thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. We'll see you, not this weekend because you guys are all on the road, but next weekend we'll be there for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds on the 21st, and I'll get out my Santa suit.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys. Bring me some presents.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll bring you David Beckham, okay?
All right. I'll have some... wrapped up bobbleheads for you.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Erkley here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Cat Reynolds of the Western New York Flash here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's go right to our final guest tonight, member of the Western New York Flash, who are unbeaten in their last 9 matches. And they have a huge weekend coming up with 2 road matches against FC Indiana and the top team in the league, the Chicago Red Stars, joined by Kat Reynolds. Kat Reynolds' appearance brought to you by the Flash. July 22nd, they take on the Boston Breakers at Salem Stadium, 4 p.m. Project Pink Day, you can win autographed jerseys. Pink jerseys the Flash will be wearing in the raffle, and the proceeds go toward the Susan G. Komen Cure Foundation. 716-655-PLAY or 454-KICK for tickets. Kat, thanks for joining us. Sorry for the little bit of a delay there.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on a great streak. I believe it's 7 shutouts in the last 9 matches, and I know the defense and both the goalies, Allie Lipscher and Brittany Cameron, are doing a great job, and you guys are well on your way to possibly first place in the league.
I hope so.
we just want to tell you guys that the Flash is a very, very entertaining team to watch. You guys, I know we said this to other players that we had on the show, but every game we see with you guys, it's a very consistent play where we appreciate your ball skills and the talent that you guys give us the privilege to watch, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, it's always fun to see a Flash match. I know that this weekend is a big one. You've got to go to FC Indiana. That's, I guess you call that the classic trap match, because obviously you guys are facing the top team in the league, Chicago, on Saturday, and FC Indiana, one of the bottom teams in the league, but you don't want to take them lightly because anything can happen in this sport. So I know that Thursday's match in Indiana will be big, and then, of course, you guys beat Chicago pretty badly, 3-0 at home, so they're going to be looking for some revenge.
Yeah, definitely. I think both games are really important. We got to make sure that we score on FC Indiana because they'll probably be packing it in and putting everyone back, and it's challenging to score on teams who play that way. So we just got to make sure we put a goal in early, and hopefully the game will open up from there. In terms of Chicago, definitely a huge game. We did beat them pretty badly when they were here, and that just means they're going to want to beat us badly back at their home, so we got to be prepared for that, and hopefully we will be able to get the win again against them.
Well, if you guys win your last 3, you finish in first place, so it's really up to it's all in your own hands. So I know you guys will be working hard as you always do, and we're looking forward to seeing you again on the 22nd Sunday, 4 o'clock, for the Boston Breakers, other big game because it's one of the top teams in the league.
That's going to be a great game.
That's going to be a great one, and definitely want to check that out. And, of course, you guys are in the playoffs, so we know we'll be seeing you that week in the semifinals on the 25th and hopefully the title match on the 28th as well. So, Kat, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it, and best of luck to you guys over the week.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a good night. Kent Reynolds here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and, of course, all the Flash players, class acts all the way, and they'll be in action again this weekend, Thursday against FC Indiana and Saturday against Chicago Red Stars. Both those games will kick off at 7, and the Rhinos, Thursday in Wilmington, Saturday in Orlando, both games at 7:30. Don't forget, if you want to get tickets to the playoffs, you could do that by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or 454-KICK for the Rhinos. Three-game packages are available for the playoffs. Thanks to Kent Reynolds, A.J. Cesare, also Pat Erkley for being on the show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisi with Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, Dick Howard up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.